You are joining us, and we are called Fit as a Fiddle Plus. And today we have Rita Brewer, which is my co-moderator, co-host on the call today. I'm Kathy Binner. I am a passive income coach and also a health and wealth expert. And I truly believe that health comes before wealth. And so anytime we start talking about passive income or working from home, I always want to visit the idea of getting your health back first, because without your health, what's the point? You know, I mean, we work all our lives and we give up our health to try to make that almighty dollar. And then when we retire, we spend all of our money trying to buy our health back. So let's don't do that. Let's get it in the right order. And today we are talking to Michelle McCoy. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Michelle. She is a board certified functional health coach, licensed ecclesiastical health practitioner, and a holistic lifestyle advocate. Michelle supports women who have been struggling with adrenal fatigue and autoimmune disorders to reclaim their health with anti-inflammatory lifestyle changes and natural solutions using godly approach. Michelle has a deep passion for helping women get to the root cause of dis-ease before it turns into disease. Without the frustration and overwhelm, she is always learning all she can about the brain, gut, and everything in between so that she can then pass on what she has learned to others. Her passion was born out of the intense struggles of having a sick child whom doctors couldn't help and digging deep into the true issues. Finding answers in holistic medicine gave her newfound hope and peace, which has drawn on during her own health struggles. Coming from years of personal and clinical experience, as well as ongoing education, Michelle has done the hard work and is still doing the work to overcome her health challenges. I am looking so forward to talking to you. I have, as the doctors keep telling me, moderate to severe rheumatoid. So yes, I am so excited. I can't wait to, Rita too. Yes,
so do I.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I've been doing very well. The doctors, you know, they want to do surgery on the shoulder and on the elbow and on the knees and now on the toe joints. They say that there's no way that they can repair the toe joints without a total toe joint replacement. And I really don't want to do that. So anyway, I'm a hiker, I'm a biker, I love being outdoors, I love all those things. So I am looking so forward to this presentation tonight. So Michelle, I can't wait to find out, what is your backstory? How did you actually end up here? Tell us about that.
Oh my goodness. Well, first off, thank you so much, Kathy and Rita, for inviting me on. It's such an honor and I'm just so grateful. But backstory, we're gonna go all the way back almost 20 years. 20 years ago, my daughter was very, very sick as a kindergartner. And she's almost 25, so that's crazy. But she was very sick, and we had a 3-year period where we could not find out what was wrong with her. We were visiting the best of the best. Like, you know, I say we went to the top specialist that our insurance would cover, right? You know, if they paid for it, we were going. And so we went pretty high up. And, you know, we're in an area in North Carolina, we have really good medical institutions, right? But they were not able to find out what was wrong with her. So,
wow.
And it was a lot of poking and prodding and medications and CAT scans and this and that. And, you know, they just everything I would bring up, because this is before the internet age, you know, where you could find everything on the internet. They were like, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. And I remember when her pediatrician told me, I respect this man so much. I just loved him so much. But he looked me dead in the eye and he said, food has nothing to do with this. So what her issue was, she was having migraines. She was having migraines and chronic headaches. So her migraines were about 3 to 4 times a week, and the headaches were daily. So she was actually diagnosed with daily chronic headaches with migraines. So she also was having psoriasis and eczema, and she just looked like a sick little girl. I mean, she had, you know, the dark circles under her eyes. She was very pale, but you know, to her credit, she was still a straight A student, you know, because again, 3 years, this took us 3 years to get to the bottom of it. So the kicker for me was when we took her to one of these top neurologists, and she actually suggested that maybe there was something going on at home and maybe she needed therapy. Now, oh, I'm all for therapy. I am a big believer in therapy, all modalities of therapy. Don't get me wrong, but that was not the problem. So it just kind of put me on this quest, you know, of holistic medicine. And so one day I had a conversation with my mom and she said, you know, I just ran into this lady. She was in the mountains of Virginia and she was an herbalist. And so I said, great. We went up there and she knew immediately that our daughter had a gluten intolerance, that she was allergic to wheat. And she did muscle testing and she went to prove it. And because, you know, we're a little skeptical back then, you know, 20 years ago, we're like, oh, come on, what, you know, you can't do muscle testing. What does that even mean? But she proved it to me and I watched, and it just within, oh my gosh, it was literally within less than 15 minutes, I had a diagnosis.
But how certain were you that this was going to be the diagnosis? Because again, at that point, you were just starting to explore the holistic whole side of things. And so how certain were you that this was going to be the answer?
Well, considering what I had gone through for the 3 years, I mean, they were putting her on some serious medicine. They were putting her on anti-seizure medicine. They were putting her on like cancer medication, you know, for those. And they kept saying, oh, it's just a mild amount. It's just a little bit. I would go home. I would go to the library. I would research. And I'm like, that is not mild. You know, she's six, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in 30 years to her. Right. You know, it just made me very uncomfortable because I really felt like they were throwing spaghetti at the wall and waiting to see what would stick. And so at that point I was just like, oh my gosh, that makes total sense. And meanwhile, I was changing her food up myself because remember I mentioned to her pediatrician, and he was like, oh no, it has nothing to do with that. But I was experimenting on my own. I was taking that girl off of nitrates. You know, I even took her off of chicken. Like I brought up the hormones in the meat and in the milk. And he was like, no, that's, you know, that's nothing. I was actually poisoning her more because I was giving her all this whole wheat stuff. Because I took her off.
Because you're thinking that's the good thing. Yeah. You're thinking that's, I'm going to give her healthy food. And you always hear about whole wheat. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. So imagine my surprise when I'm like, I poisoned my own daughter. You know, we just don't know. That's the thing is, mamas, we try everything that we can do. And so I bought into it. Hook, line, sinker. I was like, this is it. And we went through a detox protocol. And it was not fun. My daughter did not enjoy it because it was drinking some nasty stuff. We actually discovered.
Well, plus, I haven't met a carbohydrate that I didn't like, which is where most of the wheat is anyway. So.
True. But so we detoxed her and got her off of everything that was any form of wheat. Within a month, Kathy, within a month, she was already perking up. Like she was a different child within a month.
So what was your aha moment? Was it when you were told that it was a wheat allergy, or was it when you finally saw some change in her? What was your actual aha, or was it a gradual thing?
You know, that's a really good question, because for her situation, I was all in. I was doing everything I could to take care of her and what she needed. But meanwhile, my own health was declining. So I didn't get my own personal aha moment until years later, when I was like, wait a minute, I have migraines, I have headaches every day, I'm like so exhausted. Like I really felt kind of like low on the totem pole. I was like, why was I so late to the party to understand this? Like, it's crazy. Like, of course I passed on my gluten intolerance to my daughter. Of course I did. But I didn't get it until years later because I was just so hyper-focused on getting her what she needed. I was making two meals. I was baking everything from scratch, everything. I mean, now they have gluten-free flour blends that are beautiful, delicious. I had to create my own.
Yeah, not so much then. No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even now, I think you have to play around with some recipes to get it just right because it's just not easy to go gluten-free. It just is not easy.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here a little bit. Rita, you might want to jump in because I feel like it's easier now than ever to be gluten-free. Like seriously, as a child, as an adult, it is easier now more than ever. Now, that said, there are a lot of gluten-free, there's still crappy gluten-free products out there, right? Just because they have gluten-free Oreos doesn't mean we should be eating the Oreos. But I do feel like it's easier now than more than ever to be gluten-free. And even Walmart has gluten-free products. You know, you've got your pasta, so you can still eat your pasta. You know, you've got your cereals now, your granola. I mean, there's so much now that's gluten-free.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like my biggest challenge staying gluten-free is when I go out to eat.
Yes.
Because I don't have it at home. And when I cook myself, but when I do go out to eat, it's so much more tempting. You know, you want to have that bread that comes to the table or that side of fries or, you know, whatever, any other grain or that comes with it, you want to have it. But so it's challenging, but I agree with Michelle 100%. But the challenge for me then is finding, is it gluten-free, but not loaded with because a lot of those baking mixes are really high in sugar. But they do have some of the keto ones now that are also gluten-free. But you do really have to look, that's for sure. You gotta search. It's not that simple.
Well, and some of the situation for me as well is that Mark and I eat out a lot. I mean, there are some weeks that we eat out almost every meal because we travel. And so that I find it to be a little difficult sometimes for that reason. You know, whenever you go out to eat, when you look at the menu, you have to almost make your own entree. You know, you have to say, well, I want the grilled chicken breast from this and the broccoli from that. Yeah. To make it gluten-free. And then of course, all the sauces, everything else, it's so hard, especially when you can't read the ingredients when you're traveling. So that's a tough one.
You're right. And don't forget to ask for a gluten-free menu. You know, just say, do you have a gluten-free menu? And then go ahead and search out online, you know, restaurants that offer gluten-free mm-hmm. items. And that way you're not, it is, you're right. It's very stressful when you're sitting there in the restaurant and you're like, okay, what can I eat? Okay, sweet potato, fish, salad, you know, which is actually a really good meal, you know,
yeah.
Very healthy. But if you eat out a lot, you need to have options. So
yes.
In that instance, I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
Well, Michelle, you're a board certified functional health coach and a licensed ecclesiastical health practitioner and a holistic lifestyle advocate. That's a mouthful. Explain to our listeners what some of those things actually mean in layman's terms.
So basically, this means I went to school for functional health coaching, holistic lifestyle coaching, and I have a coverage of. I try to use biblical principles as part of my practice. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. But functional medicine. It's not totally understood even now, I think. It's relatively new-ish, the last maybe 10 years. I think that mainstream is understanding it more. I think, holistic, maybe people might understand a little bit better. But what I love about functional is you are blending conventional medicine with the holistic medicine. So each one has its place, as in my story with my daughter. we need conventional medicine. Absolutely. You know, if we break a leg, what are we going to do? You know, you need to have, so, but we also need to have, you know, the experience of learning that we can repair from things of the earth. You know, God has given us everything on this earth that we need to utilize. And it's up to us to figure out how to utilize it. And so that's when the holistic comes in. And holistic looks at the whole picture. It looks at the whole body. In my situation, you know, and not just with my daughter, but with myself, doctors have looked at just one area of me. They've looked at my brain. Then, you know, neurologically, oh, you're getting migraines? Here, let's take this medication. You know, and holistic medicine looks at the whole body and they try to find the root cause. What is the root cause? Why are you having these symptoms? Because your symptoms, you've been having symptoms for however many years, maybe before it actually comes out as a symptom, right? So it's just, it's very interesting how different the two modalities are, but they're both so useful and so important. So I love blending the two together.
This is where Michelle and I really came to develop such a great friendship. So we had the opportunity to work together for a few years, and we just clicked. She's just such a beautiful soul, and all of our patients loved her. And she was always the bright shining light, who was smiling every single day. But I know she was also suffering with her own health at the time. So I definitely want to get into that adrenal fatigue a little bit. You know, she taught me so much. You know, when I came as a physician assistant, with just my conventional background, she was one of the people who really introduced me to food as medicine. And she taught me so much because I was just like, how do we make these substitutions? What about this? What about that? You know, what do you do? Well, you know, if you can't use gluten, and, you know, what do I substitute? She's like, here, try some coconut flour and almond flour and, you know, all these amazing tips. But right now, I'm even more impressed with her because she has this awesome podcast that she started. And I definitely want to get into that. And it's so fueled faith and her teachings about faith. And Michelle, I would love for you to talk about that a little bit, about like how faith has helped you on your journey and brought you to this point. And, you know, what made you like want to have such a faith focused podcast, because it's such a blessing. You got to go check it out, you guys. It's called the Treasured Wellness Podcast.
Thank you so much, Rita. That just really blesses my heart. Just you know, we have a history together, and I just love that. Like, so it's very interesting. One summer, about two summers ago, I was listening to a podcast, and I was really wondering where my next step in life was going to go, right? I was just like, I wasn't ready to let go of my health coaching, but I was just so exhausted from, you know, working the job that we were at. And, you know, as much as I love my patients and loved my patients, we saw so many in a day. And when you're giving 100% to every single patient, it's very, very draining. And even though it was a blessing, it was draining. So I was really conflicted. Do I, you know, what's my next step? And so just praying it through. And I just started feeling like these nudges, like, you need to start a podcast. You need to start a podcast. And I was like, me? Who wants to hear me talk? Are you kidding? I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And for like a month and a half, I could not let the idea go. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell my husband. I was like, you know, God, are you sure? Are you really telling me to start a podcast? So I just,
you were kind of wrestling with this whole thing then.
I was okay. Because we were, you know, developing an empty nest, so to speak. And it was like, I knew I was ready for another phase in my life, but I wasn't ready to let go of health coaching because it was it was such a passion of mine. It was just such a big passion of mine, but I just wanted clarity from God on where I should go, how I should make it happen. And so I sat on it for about a month and a half before I told my husband, and he was like, okay, that sounds great. And I was like, you know, it's awesome when you get, you know, that support from your spouse immediately, and you don't have to like try to converse, you know, coerce them and convince them that it's the right thing. So he was all on board. And so I started just researching more and more and playing around with the idea. And I knew that, so my business name is Treasured Wellness. It's been that for 8 years. And I was like, well, it's a perfect title. It's just perfect because it just fits. So I kept that. And one day I was wrestling with really my message. I was just really wrestling with that. I'm still working, still trying to build this while I'm working. And God gave me all the energy to do that because it was hard. Because like Rita said, I was going through some pretty intense adrenal fatigue, but it was something I enjoyed. So coming home from work after working a long day and then playing around basically on my stuff, it was fun. So one day, funny story, I had actually pre-recorded 5 episodes and had them all ready to go. I thought I had saved them the way I was supposed to save them. And yep, you guessed it, lost all of my episodes. And so I just was like, God, like what? You told me to start a podcast. What's going on? And he just was very, very sweet and gracious. And he just said, you know, he helped me narrow it down. He helped me narrow my focus down. And he said, teach my people. So where I was maybe more on the fence of, you know, trying to help everybody, I just really felt that very clear direction of teaching his people, God's children. So that's where it went. And, you know, truthfully, that's where my heart was, you know, that's what I wanted. I knew I wanted to pray at the end of every episode. I just knew that. And I knew I wanted to fill it with, you know, God's word. So it just worked out beautifully. It's just nice to have that confirmation that you're on the right path.
Now, all of these recordings that you lost, when you redid those, I'm assuming, and did you actually change the focus of those as you redid them?
I actually didn't change them that much, but there were some things that when I went back and looked at my notes, I was like, that's why I lost it. Or that's, you know what I mean? Like little things here and there. And honestly, I can't remember what they were now, but it was like, maybe I left something out that I should have put in, or maybe something was in there that didn't need to be there, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, that's the story behind it.
That's a great story. I love that. We all can relate to that at some level. Yes. Tell us about this adrenal fatigue. You had mentioned it a couple of times now, and Rita mentioned it. Tell us about that.
I'm actually drinking my adrenal fatigue tonic right now.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what's in that in a little bit. But yeah, so adrenal fatigue, like I've kind of battled it off and on for several years, and it's just my adrenals just got so beat up and just exhausted and fatigued that, you know, and I was aware of it. And, you know, I have hypothyroid, so I battle, you know, they tend to go hand in hand sometimes. And so I was battling that, but I knew what I was doing as far as nutritional support, giving myself the self-care, all of that stuff, you know, but I was obviously missing some important components as well. Well, I ended up going through a really long span of time where I was just, I call it the fire. I was in the fire. I think everybody at some point in their life kind of goes through a fire. And so emotionally, it just really took its toll on me. And my adrenals just were shot. I mean, they were just shot. Meanwhile, I'm still working a job that, I mean, Rita can understand it. It was a stressful job. It was a, it kind of had a toxic slant to it. And if it wasn't for our patients, they made it all better, right? So, you know, I've always said, and my husband's agreed with me, like, if we've got stuff going on at home that's really stressful, but work is going okay, all right, we can do that. Or if work is going okay, but stuff at home, you know, vice versa, it's okay. But if you have both at the same time, it's a perfect storm, right? And it was an ongoing, several year battle where we were kind of in a fire. There was a lot of stuff going on, and it just taxed me. And when I made the decision to leave that job and to branch out completely on my own, God made that decision for me. That's another neat story that he told me to, quit my job. And I thought I was just going to cut my hours. And that was really neat. But I crashed. Like, when I was home, I never gave myself a break. I immediately just threw myself into this business, this podcast. I never rested like I was going to, you know, and that's not what I preach at all, but I was just so excited and I just threw myself into it. But within a week of me leaving that job, my body like shut down. So I was really struggling with not only energy, but I was having severe heart palpitations. I was having dizzy spells. I was, there were times where it was so severe, I had to lay down 3 times a day. And one of those times I would sleep, I would actually take a nap. I'm not a napper. So it was really hard. And I had to research and kind of go backwards almost, because I was so sick. And I was kind of partly in denial in the beginning, honestly. I mean, my practitioners would agree with that. But so I did the proper testing to see how bad it was. And it was pretty intense. Like, I have no cortisol, like my cortisol was gone. So they thought at one point I had Addison's disease. And so I was tested for that. And that's where you're in such adrenal insufficiency that you need support for the rest of your life. We can't live without our adrenals. So that's why, you know, if our adrenals are not functioning optimally, we can't live that way. We simply cannot live that way. So it's so much more than just being in fight or flight. If we stay in that chronic state of fight or flight, it's going to deplete our adrenals, and it's going to affect every single area of our lives, of our health. And it did for me. So I do feel really passionately about helping women to recognize the signs and stop it before it gets so bad. Don't do what I did.
Well, I want to jump in because some of our listeners, and again, a lot of folks are going to listen to the replay of this. They don't even know maybe what that means, adrenal insufficiency. So it could include fatigue, body aches, unexplained weight loss, low blood pressure, lightheadedness, loss of hair, and even in some cases, skin discoloration. So if some of our listeners have maybe many of those symptoms, how do they actually get tested? How do they find out?
Well, the best test, I believe, is the Dutch, and that's the dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. I had that done. I recommend that to my clients. I feel like it is the best one. It's the Mac Daddy to let you know everything that's going on. So it will test your urine at different stages of the day and night. So if you get up in the night, you leave a sample, and it's going to give you a whole picture of what's going on with your hormones, but also your adrenals. So it's really very interesting. And when I got mine back, mine was so low, they wanted to redo it. They're like, let's redo this adrenal portion again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do that test again. But it was low. I was below baseline. Like,
did you suspect that that's what was wrong?
I did. And actually, just from my history, my research, just what I do as a holistic health coach, I was suspecting Addison's and praying that it was not. And so we retested it. And then the last test I had was an ACTH. And that's a blood test that you can do. But you have to do it before 9 a.m. And a lot of doctors don't really understand that. You need to do it before 9 a.m. and to get a better picture. But again, that's blood. So that's really just testing at that moment. Whereas if you do, like, you've got saliva testing you can do, you've got your Dutch test that you can do, those are the two most accurate testing of what's going on. So the ACTH will rule out Addison's, so that's good, but you need to have a baseline. You need to know where you were and where you can go.
Okay.
And these tests are not done in the conventional medical office, like the Dutch test. These are done with functional nutritional therapists or functional practitioners like Michelle. And I don't specialize in hormones, but other, you know, PA practitioners as well. But I think this is such an important topic for us to talk about, because especially as women who are givers, this is me, this is Michelle. We're the type of people who always give and give and give, and we're the caretakers for everyone, and we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and next thing you know, we're perimenopausal and then postmenopausal, and the hormones are just overtaxed. Our hormones are already decreasing at this time of our lives, and we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we are physically cannot function anymore. And I had it as well, not as bad as Michelle. But I think it's so important, like she said, to recognize some of these signs early on, and start to take action. I mean, our self-care, I mean, these are things that we talk about with our clients on a regular basis, our self-care, because we put everybody else at the top of the list and ourselves on the bottom. And then we get to the point where we just cannot function anymore. So we have to stop, you know, allowing ourselves to wait till it gets that bad before we intervene on our own behalves.
Yeah, we really do ourselves a disservice, and really that of our families, because, you know, that's the thing. We need to make sure that our cup is full, right? We can't pour from an empty cup. But and that's what's so crazy. Like, I preach this all the time. Like, you know, you make sure your bucket is full. Let's at least get some water in your bucket before you then go help somebody else, you know, just because when you're really depleted, when that bucket is empty, it's impossible. It's impossible. You're literally giving on fumes. And that's not what we as women want. You know, we want to give, give, give. So it is important. It is vital that we, you know, take care of ourselves too, so that you can pour out.
Well, we have listeners that are coming to us from all over different parts of the United States. If they wanted to actually connect with someone that is holistic, what would they look for? How would they find someone in their area that would be good for them?
Well, a lot of it just depends on if you are wanting to be, like, in practice in that office, or if you want to just, if you're happy with an online model, like what Rita and I do. But in practice, if you want to go into the office and be face to face with that person, there's some keywords you want to look for: functional, holistic, integrative. You know, those are three really key words. Those practitioners will understand the hormones, the toxic burdens on our body. They'll understand the deep dive. They'll understand trying to get to the root cause. So I would say functional, holistic, integrative.
Great, great point. Great words. Thank you so much. When you look at just your industry and where you are in your industry, what is it in your industry right now that just kind of makes you angry, that you wish people knew that they don't know?
Oh, that is a loaded question.
Number one, listen to her podcast because she gets into a lot of that stuff. But go ahead, Michelle.
Thanks, Rita. I would have to say, okay, two things immediately come to mind. One is the amount of money that is being brought into these institutions because of sickness. Like, sickness sells. And good health is not something that you can sell, right? If everybody's healthy, we don't need all these doctors. We don't need all these medications. So that's one. The second one that really, really gets me is that we are now, this is the first generation of children that will not outlive their parents. And what I mean by that is they are having adult diseases. Our children are having adult diseases at 12, at 6, you know, and this should not be. Why are these kids so sick? Why are we seeing kids with fatty liver disease? Why are we seeing kids with diabetes? Like, why are we seeing these problems and we're not fixing it?
And
it goes back to number one.
Sorry.
No, what was that?
I said, and getting bariatric surgery as pediatric patients.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know that, Rita. That's awful. But it goes back to number one, because sickness sells. Sickness is a big business. And it's time that somebody, and so let's just start with us women, right? Let's be the ones to go and do. We need to stand up and say enough, and we need to care for ourselves and our families and take back our own health. We need to take it back and stop giving it to the, you know, big pharma and the medical communities. We need to take it back. Use them for what we need them for, but let's educate ourselves to do better.
I agree with you 100%, Michelle. So when you, now, I know you said you are still doing your health coaching though, right? In addition to your podcast?
Yes.
So what is the main problem that you want to help people solve when you work with them?
I would have to say the overwhelm, because there's so much overwhelm. There's, especially with the internet age, you know, 20 years ago, I didn't have that. I would have been grateful for that because I would have been Googling everything. But now there's a problem with almost too much information and misinformation, disinformation. It's just, there's just too much. And so we need to dial it down, and we need to look at the body as a whole. And we need to recognize that we are all created with that bio-individuality, right? So one person's food is another person's poison, and vice versa. We're all created uniquely. So we need to be able to encourage these women that they can take back their health and that they can feel confident in the care for themselves and their families.
Absolutely. You're so right. And, you know, I love that, you know, you just customize things for each individual. Because like you said, the self-care, I mean, I'm always amazed, especially us women, how disconnected we are when I see patients in my office and clients as well, how disconnected we are from what we our own needs are. So I love to be able to share that with people too. And I know you do that as well, Michelle. And I love that you know, again, with your podcast too, you bring in scripture as well to help remind people, you know, what God says about us, about how, you know, we are the apple of his eye and that he wants nothing but, you know, abundance and good health for us. And, you know, that we do have to advocate for ourselves and share some of the other little nuggets about your podcast too. What are you working on with that right now?
Well, no, that's exactly right. You know, that's the thing. Like, God does not want his children to be sad, sick, and stagnant, right? Walking around like, well, this is my lot in life. This is, you know, I have Hashimoto's, I guess, you know, this is what it is. You know, I'm going to always be like this. And that's not true. It's like when I was told in my 30s, oh, you're 35, things are going to change now, you know, like you're going to start spreading and you're going to start, you know, all those things that people say to us. Why? It doesn't have to be that way. And I want women to feel hope. I want women to know that God wants more for them. God wants more for all of us. And, you know, it's his desire that we are living a whole life, an abundant life. And that means mind, body, and soul. So I definitely take that three-part approach, that mind, body, and soul, because it's all important. If we don't take care of each part, then we're always missing something. So like if we're only taking care of our physical, that's good. But then if we're not taking care of our emotional and our mental, it's going to eat at us eventually, and we're going to start failing in our health one way or the other. And I believe it's all connected, right? So if our mental health is off, it's going to start affecting our physical health. So I challenge women to take it a step further and let's dive into what your spiritual health is like. Because if your spiritual health is subpar, right? If we don't believe what God says about us, if we are living in that bondage from our past, then it's just, it's going to be very difficult for us to ever overcome what it is that we're trying to overcome. So I just, yeah, I'm learning even more and more about the spiritual connection to dis-ease and disease. And it's just so fascinating to me because that was never God's intention for us. And the reality is that we are living in a toxic soup, right, Rita? Big time. I mean, the toxic burden on our bodies now compared to our ancestors, it's incredible. I mean, their body, their immune system was naturally able to handle what came their way. But we literally live in a soup. And, you know, cell phones, the towers, the new 5G now, like everything is just keeping us in that state of dis-ease, bringing us to disease.
Right. I mean, it's farther and farther away from nature, which is farther. Where healing power comes from.
Well, but then how can you even get back to some things in nature? Because now everywhere you turn, you know, they're using pesticides and insecticides and all of the fertilizers that are chemical. And by the time you pile all of that onto the food and then all of the processing and the dyes and things that they put on the food to make it last longer and look fresher, and it goes on and on. Yeah. Just recently I went to the grocery store and the gal was spraying all of the fruits and vegetables. I touched it and it was kind of oily. And so I'd ask her, I said, what are you spraying on everything? And she goes, I don't know. They just told me I had to spray all of this twice a day. And so she walked away and I picked up her bottle, and it was just an old fashioned, you know, spray bottle that you squeeze the handle and spray. And there was no label on it at all. There was no label on the bottle at all. And I had no idea what she was spraying on the fruits and vegetables in the produce department of the grocery store. Now, my guess is it is some sort of an oil that is supposed to make everything look shiny and beautiful and make people want to buy more of it. But how many folks take all of that home and they think that they're eating well and they're not washing their fruits and vegetables?
And Kathy, I'm sure this number is higher. I have not dug into it in the last couple of years, but as of a few years ago, babies are born with over 270 toxins in their umbilical cord. So in their blood, in the umbilical cord blood, over 270 toxins.
Yeah.
I mean, we're starting life out that way.
Which came directly from the mother who probably was at her best health during her pregnancy.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is just sad.
just like Michelle was saying, how, you know, we need to be so proactive about our healthcare and who we go to for our practitioners and taking care of our own health. I mean, it really, I mean, Michelle and I have, and I don't know if you've done this too, Kathy. I mean, we've invested years of education and just research to find out, you know, where these toxins are. Okay, what swaps can I make? What beauty products would be better? Which home cleaning products would be less toxic? You know, how could I detoxify my body? Which is the best infrared sauna? And like all these things, it's like a full-time job. So, but we're obsessed with it and we can't help it.
I get it. And of course, something that maybe Rita might know, and I don't think Michelle would know, but I came out of 25 years being in the beauty salon industry. And of course, there we're talking about, you know, hair dyes and and acrylic and acetone and all of the chemicals that go along with that, to the point that when we open salons, originally the Board of Cosmetology required that we had a separate dispensary in which to store all the chemicals. And then finally, you know, home salons and boutique salons became all the rage. And so the board loosened up on that and said, okay, you don't have to have a dispensary any longer, but you do have to keep all of your chemicals in a metal cabinet. Well, what does that tell you about the chemicals? And then we're going to put it right on our hair and right on our nails and right on our faces, and we're going to call it good.
Yeah. The beauty industry has not been regulated since like 1938. And all these chemicals are in all of our products that we use every single day. And we wonder why we have so much cancer and chronic disease and all these autoimmune diseases. So we really do have to be proactive about that.
So when I retired, one of the first things that I did is I said, I'm just going to eliminate all of that. And you know what? It was very difficult because I had always, again, I started putting color on my hair once I got into the salon because the girls would practice on me. And of course, I was all in and I was the owner and I was like, sure, whatever, you know. But then over time, I said, you know what, this can't be good. And as I learned more about how to manage my own health and what I needed to do, I was really looking forward to retiring. And then I have eliminated all of that. I no longer color my hair. I no longer wear acrylic nails. I no longer do any of that. And you know what? I survived. And I don't think I look horribly bad because of it. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to embrace, you know, that natural. Now, I really struggled with the hair color. That was the big one. And so I talk to women all the time about trying to embrace their natural beauty and getting rid of all of those chemicals. And that is a tough decision for some gals. I mean, that's tougher than the food they eat. You know, they could go more organic on the food that they eat, but when it comes to their beauty products, they're not willing to give some of those up.
Yeah. Well, I think just educating people too about the healthy swaps, because, you know, we love the Environmental Working Group website, EWG.org, and they have an app that you can download phone with a barcode, and you can just scan all the beauty products that you have, from makeup, shampoos, conditioners, body lotions, soaps, all that kind of stuff. You scan it with a barcode and it gives you a rating of every single ingredient that is in that product, a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the most healthy to 10 being the most toxic.
Is that website again? I'll make sure I put it in the replay.
EWG.org.
Okay.
So it's a phenomenal resource, and that's how, you know, I found all of my healthy swaps. And, you know, don't be overwhelmed. Just like, you know, if you can't afford to, you know, just throw everything you have out and replace everything, you just do one thing at a time. You know, when your shampoo runs out, replace it with a healthier option. And, you know, just do one thing at a time. But they also, you know, do evaluations of like your water. You can put your zip code in and it'll tell you how your drinking water is rated. And there's no big pharma or big ag influences. They're actually working on our behalf. So
okay.
I love that site.
Me too.
Good to know. And again, I think that's another step in taking control of our own health. to another level. And that's a perfect solution to just have that as a resource. So I really appreciate everything that we've talked about today. This has been a great topic and lots of great information. And so, Michelle, thank you so much. But tell us, what is it? Are you working on more than just your podcast at this point? What is it that you're working on that we can help elevate you and get out to our listeners and our readers?
Yeah, so I do have the podcast. I also have one-to-one coaching, as well as I've got a few programs, and I am working on one program that will be announced very soon. It's my autoimmune and lifestyle restoration program. So you guys are the first people to hear about it. So I will be announcing that very soon. I'm very excited. I'm just so excited about it because it is literally combining the spiritual, mental, and physical and emotional health into one program. And so it's a deep dive, and it's just going to be full of nuggets. And it's truly a great transformation program for the mind, body, and soul.
I love Perfect. That. That sounds so good. I'm getting it.
Michelle, put in our chat, if you would, how we can connect with you. If you have your website, your podcast link, just how, and if everything's in your website, that's perfect too, but put in there how we can connect with you, and I'll make sure that I include that in our replay as well, so that our listeners can connect with you and contact you.
Yeah, the easiest way is like just treasuredwellness.com. You'll be able to get podcasts right there, blogs right there. You'll be able to get all my social links right there too.
Perfect. Perfect. I love that. I love that. So again, this is Kathy Benner, and I am talking with Michelle McCoy and Rita Brewer, and we are discussing Fit as a Fiddle Plus, which includes everything health and wellness. I appreciate Michelle being our guest this evening. And Rita, tell us a little bit about how folks can connect with you.
Well, I am a physician assistant and private health coach. So I am doing taking on private one-on-one health coaching practices. I work virtually, so I can work with anybody all around the world as long as you speak English, because that's the only language that I speak. I do have a free download on my website with my top six things you can do to improve your health today. So go and grab that freebie. What else? All of these talk like healthy swaps that we were talking about, I have them all on my website too. So you don't have to figure the stuff out. If you just go to my shop page, I've got four different categories, from beauty and makeup to EMF protection, all my favorite stuff I've researched for a long, long time. So it's all right there, super easy to access, ritabrewer.com. And then for my North Carolina people, which is something new, I just started recently working at a lifestyle medical center in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the name of it, lifestylemedicalcenter.com. So I know there's a lot of patients who or people who want to hire a health coach, but maybe can't afford, to hire somebody, with the cash, and have the cash available, and can only work with somebody where they can go through their insurance. So if you live in North Carolina, we do telehealth. We do in-person visits. I'm there 2 days a week in addition to my private coaching. So you could work with me that way as well. And we specialize in lifestyle transformation, weight loss, diabetes, hypertension, all of those chronic diseases. And I specialize that with my private one-on-one coaches as well.
Wow. Thank you, Rita. I'm going to check that out again. I've checked out your website before, but I need to go back and revisit that. Again, folks that want to connect with me, I'm a passive income coach, and I also do health and wealth education. And so I am a firm believer, of course, that health comes before wealth, which is why we're doing this particular podcast. And so join us every month. We meet, and I always have to look at my calendar to make sure I don't say it wrong, because I have something going on all the time. This is the fourth Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. And you'll find more information every time we come on about how to be more healthy. So thank you for joining us. And we hope to see you again next month. So talk to you soon.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Go Bye-bye. Check out the Treasured Wellness Podcast.
Yeah, and yeah, you can get my recipe in the blueprint, the Foggy Fatigue Blueprint. There's several recipes there, so check that out.
Awesome.